will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast. Here with me, once again, is Ray Zinn, the longest-serving CEO in Silicon Valley history. Hello again, Ray.
Hi, Rob.
Entrepreneurs at their heart are creative, ambitious people. Am I generally right when I say that?
Absolutely. You have to have ambition, you've got to have the enthusiasm, and you have to have that passion. Passion, passion, passion.
Entrepreneurs know when they are on a roll because everything is kind of clicking. And I was looking at Zen of Zen 3, page 49, and I was reading something that you wrote. And it talks about mojo. Let me read this for you. It says, I got my mojo working. How's your mojo? Mojo refers to magic or special power. We all have a mojo, but often don't identify what it is. In my mind, of course, being your mind, mojo is that unique talent each of us has. If you are having difficulty finding your mojo, ask those that know you well. Often these people can help you find it. This is from, again, page 49 of Zen of Zen 3. And you can obviously you can pick up that series if you want to. But Ray, let's talk about mojo. I mean, obviously you had your mojo working when you wrote this.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm talking to my wife the other day. I wrote 10 or 11 musings the other day, and all at one time, I just went one after another. And I was saying to her, I don't know how I do this. I really can't figure out how I am able to just sit down and just start creating all these sayings, because I've done thousands of them so far. Mm-hmm. And she says, it's because of your mojo, you know? I said, okay, what is my mojo? She says, you're intuitive. You have that. You're perceptive. You can see things that others can't see, and that's how you can write about them. Well, that's what a book author does. I mean, he can see things that others can't see, and so it may not be your mojo. Your mojo may be your ability to work with people. Maybe you're a good salesperson, or maybe you're a good accountant. Maybe you're good with numbers, or you're great at motivating others. We all have different talents, and there's no one talent that's particularly better than another. They're just kind of what we're born with, as you would our innate ability. This podcast is really to get you to focus on where is your unique talent. As we start out talking about that musing that I wrote in Zen of Zen 3, you know, you can ask your spouse, your significant other, your mom, your father, friends, you know, they know you, and they know what you're great at, what you're good at. It's good to get that reinforced by someone that knows you. So go to someone that knows you. You might be a professor. It might be classmates. It might be someone else. Might be your preacher, might be, you know, your cousin or your wife or your husband or whoever, but ask them, you know, what's my unique talent, and then go after it and focus on that, tune it to a fine, you know, fairly well, as it were, to just really work on developing that unique talent, and you'll find out how much that will benefit you then as you proceed with your career.
That just triggered something in my mind about the importance for young people to understand this, because oftentimes I think that if you just ask any 18-year-old, so what do you want to do with your life? Like, I don't know. I don't really know if I'm interested in anything. And then I don't know if I'm good at anything, or I don't know where my talents lie. For young people specifically in this situation, what you just said is, you know, it could be the the secret sauce to them figuring out what to do with the rest of their lives, because they can, if they are free to do so, if they feel like, if they have the confidence to do so, is to be, I guess it's humbling to go to somebody and say, hey, what do you think about this? What have you seen in me that looks like it's a value in that I can do in the world? I mean, where are my talents? And those people, like you said, who know them well, are going to say, you know, I've seen you do this and I've seen you do that, and I think you're really good in this area.
You know, I'm going to be meeting in a few days with a number of college students at San Jose State University to listen to their pitch on what they have an idea for starting a company. And it'll be great to see how their mojo fits into that, because that's what I look for. When I'll go there and I'll listen to their pitches, I will sense in my mind what, if they're going to be successful by how their passion is, how do they feel about this particular business opportunity that they're pursuing. It's called Zen Starter. And Zen Starter is a business that I've set up at these different universities, five or six universities, where we will help fund, Zen Starter will help fund them in their business if their board of directors or the school will give them the go-ahead to do it. We help fund that. And so they learn how to start a business while they're still in school. And so I get a chance now in a few days to listen to a number of pitches from these students of what they think is a good business. And what I'm going to be looking at is, where is their passion? In other words, where is their mojo? And do they have that unique talent to pull it off? Everybody would like to be an entrepreneur. Everybody would love to be able to start their own business, work for themselves, but not everybody can. Not everybody has that mojo that allows them to go where, you know, no one's gone before, as you would. Mm-hmm. You know, look at successful athletes, and you'll see that they have a unique talent. Maybe they're not all running backs or tight ends. Maybe they're guards or tackles or whatever, or centers. But they have a unique ability, and that's what allows them to succeed, is they have to do it better than the guy next door, so to speak. And it's the same thing when I go to San Jose State in a few days, is to see how successful I believe they can be, because I'm an investor in them, and what they're doing, and through Zen Starter. And I want to see if they have that unique talent to make this business that they want to start successful.
Professional athletes tend to start out, you know, in their development years as the best players on every team and every sport that they play. Mm-hmm. they're that good. But it takes advice and talking to people and understanding where their skills really lie and really stand out to decide which sport, and then decide which position. So I love that example about whether you're going to be a tight end or a receiver or running back or whatever the case may be. You don't know. You may want to be a receiver, and they're going, nope, you're going to be a running back. You're going to do this, or you're going to be a center. This, because that's where you're best suited for. And then you have to then you work in that area. And most of the time, these guys find out that was a good decision, that they did the right thing, because they were most successful. And it takes good coaches to do that sort of thing. So let's wrap this conversation up by saying, join the conversation at toughthingsfirst.com. Your questions and comments are always welcome. Follow Ray Zinn on X, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And of course, you can pick up Ray's books, Tough Things First. And as you've mentioned, Ray, The Zen of Zen, 1, 2, and 3, you won't regret it. Ray, real quick, I wanted to ask you, I like The Zen of Zen for how it is a nest of writings that, you know, that reflect your, like you said, you write a ton of these things, you know, but The Zen of Zen is a special kind of book because it is one where you can pick it up and you can read a few of these things. I'm going to say that there, it's not like a fortune cookie. It's you can read it and get something out of it and then put it in to work in your life.
Yeah, it's like opening up a fortune cookie every day.
Yeah, it is. That is it. Thanks, Ray. Thanks for a great conversation.
Thanks, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.